I'd like to welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, June 8th, 2023.
All right, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you all please rise and join me for saying the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My mom always reminds me that they added that under God later.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't in the original pledge.
Interesting.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, moving on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Director.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Is there any items that anybody has questions on? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director Torres.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
We don't have any presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. So good to see you, Doug.
Yes, good seeing the board once again.
Yeah.
The Clearland buyers will be sending in another $15,000 for an extension, as we expected. So we're getting closer, I can tell you. They're moving along again. The hang-up is generally with the red tape that they're dealing with the county, but other than that, it's not discouraging them, and we're still on course to sell the property. We began a weed abatement at Ambrose Park today. It should take till midweek. We want to stay out of the crosshairs of the county and and get ahead of things, and we're getting pretty good about getting the schedule and getting this done. So that's being taken care of. The Bay Point Youth Academy approached me about doing some volunteer work as part of the structure of the academy, as they are to work with the community and try to impact the community in a positive way. And one of the things is the basketball courts that are outside, just outside the teen center. They're a little bit of disrepair. You can certainly play on them, but they want to, they actually want to clean them up, restripe, and get the backboards all squared away and spiffy them up and actually start playing out there and make it a better facility for the public in general. So we'll be working with that. I'll be working with our Parks crew to see how they can help, and so
that's awesome.
It's a really good project for them, and it's you know, it's a relatively easy win and gets them momentum in doing some other community projects, of which they did also indicate that they'd like to consider looking at the possibility of putting a new mural on the wall that faces the basketball courts. That's been around for many years, and again, they wanted to entertain the idea of doing something new. And I told him, look, just put a proposal together, get a few ideas, bring it for the board to give for consideration, start the ball rolling on this. It depends on, you know, a number of things, one of which is cost, but it doesn't hurt to start this process, and it's really good for them to get engaged in something like this, to see it, how a project starts and see it to fruition if they possibly can. And if it isn't, to understand that there are some hurdles that that have to be overcome. But it's certainly a good learning experience for them also. So in on the one of the better news is they're going to be here next next board meeting. We usually have them come and present to the board, and we hear from some of the kids. They give testimonials about their experiences with the academy, and it's rather impressive. So they went to the San Francisco Foundation, and they made a presentation there. And again, they were the foundation was overwhelmed with the program. So we're looking forward to that. And Lori has some updates on some of our projects and recreation programs.
Yes, Lori, welcome. Nice to see you.
It's so wonderful to see all of you. Science Summer's here. This summer girl here. The Ambrose Aquatic Center opened Memorial Weekend. And as of Monday, we're open daily. So we're really excited about that. As of today, we've had 118 adults, 9 seniors, and 211 paid youth attend. Even it's been a little bit cold lately, so that's really great numbers. And we have sold 19 adults passes and 25 youth passes. The AM swim lessons started on Monday. We have 40 youth participating in this from ages 6 to 14. Wow. So we're real excited about that. We've scheduled a soccer camp August 15th through the 30th at Lindbrook Park. So we're going to be doing the camp there.
What time?
Isn't that fun? It's going to be 5 to 5:45 for the 5 to 7 youth. Let's see right here. 5 to 5:45 for the 5 to 7 and 5:45 to 6:30 for the 8 to 10.
Can I just interrupt here? Uh-huh. Make sure you get somebody there early because those soccer fields are used. Just to get your spot.
We want the community and the neighbors to see that Ambrose Recreation and Park District is utilizing it, as well as let the people that use it know that it's not guaranteed that this will be there for you unless they reserve it with
us. I totally agree, because at this point they think they can just come into the community and use it.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
Nice, good job.
We will be having dance classes in August. We have not nailed down all the different classes and different things we'll be teaching, because we're working with the instructors right now. So we're getting that together, and that's going to be running, you know, a six to eight week program. We're waiting to see the availability of our instructors first.
Nice.
We'll be having 2 hot August movie nights.
Yay!
At Ambrose Park, August 4th and August 18th. It'll be at dusk. And we're also going to be offering family swim from 5 till 7.
Oh, prior to that.
Yes. So we're really excited about that.
That's so fun.
And I don't know if you had a chance to see the park with the lawn. It just really, I know Doug mentioned that. Yeah. Looks amazing. They will be doing the weeds, taking care of the weeds and filling the spots that are kind of bare. They're going to be taking care of that in the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
So that'll be wonderful. The Nuda Park Playground, we've gotten almost all the equipment here. We cannot book the playground construction company to give us a date and when it's going to be put into. All parts and supplies are here. So it's pretty close. It should be here, and we should start construction on that the end of July, early August. And also wanted to mention that we are working on the irrigation at the Ambrose Park field out there.
You mean the center field?
Yeah,
the
pedestal went with the electrical unit. We're waiting for submittal and permits from PG&E so we can move forward with the new pedestal and the new design. So that's quite a process, but we should be able to get that going in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So I wanted to give you an update on that.
Awesome. Have we poured the new surface at Lindbrook? Did they re-pour?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They redid that the second week, I believe.
Okay.
After we did the grand opening. And it looks great. It looks real good.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions for our general manager or for Lori?
I do. By a chair?
Yes, of course.
With your permission.
Yes.
Just a question. I'm so happy that the Teen Center, you're volunteering. Do we ask them to sign volunteer release forms? Just wanted to be sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, just want to be sure about that. And then I saw on Facebook that there was a woman who was wanting to donate to one of the programs. And I don't know if you're aware of that. She said, I would like to sponsor someone to join this program. So just check on it. It's on the message. I didn't want to respond.
She
wanted to donate for a youth or someone who could go into a program. That's it.
And I do want to let you know, we do have the killer mitigation interviews coming up in 2 weeks. I did request for some funding for our aquatic and youth programs.
Nice.
I mean, Marlon's going to go for me and represent us because I will be out of town for our interview. But we did put in for Ambrose again for the Fun Over 60
right.
and the holiday events and for the aquatic youth programming.
That's awesome.
Oh, and lastly, the dance programs are there for youth and also adults.
Youth, and we're working on a yoga instructor, so depending on her availability, because she found out she was pregnant, so we might delay that one till the spring.
Okay.
But right now we're working youth, because we are using some of the Keller Mitigation Fund from the 22-23 fiscal year. I might be able to roll that over for the dance program, and it is for youth programming.
Okay.
Great. We haven't had any programming like we used to have when First Five was involved. Are we going to be doing any of our own things since they're not?
I have reached out to Rhea. We were supposed to get together January, February. I will reach out again. We're in contact quite a bit in the off season, I mean in the winter months.
Yeah.
But I will contact her again. I know she was really busy.
Yeah.
But yes, she would like to discuss again bringing some of those First Five programs back for our little ones.
Yeah, it would be really, really nice. Okay, everybody set? Okay, moving on to public hearing, no legal report. Hello, Kurt, wherever you are. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it and bringing it back up to the board and moving on. We're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first consideration is consider approval of the 2023-2024 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of the resolution number 22/23-02, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on these items at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board. Sir?
Yes, this is what we do annually. This is part of the assessment that funds the center grounds here in Ambrose Park primarily. This is actually established in the 90s, and this is a continuation. So what it does is it shows how the properties will be assessed. And it sets a public hearing, which is considered a protest hearing, for any of those who would like to speak out about the assessment itself. So this is largely procedural. We do this annually. So here we are again for approval.
Do I have any member of the directors who have any questions or comments at this time?
No.
All right. I'm relying on you.
I move we approve the 2023-2024 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approve resolution number 22-23/23-02, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District.
That's my director. Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All right, thank you so much, directors.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to 9B. Consider authorizing the general manager to enter into a contract with Emergency Construction Services Incorporated in the amount of $34,951 to construct a picnic area at Ambrose Park. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Sir?
Yes, this is the area next to the playground that used to be the bocce court. And the bocce court burned down, and this is the remnants of, or the footprint from the bocce court. Staff thinks it is a prudent decision to put another area similar to the Lion's Den for picnickers that would like to reserve that location, or they could actually use it without reserving it. But it would be open for reservations, and it would be covered by a pergola, so there'd be shaded area, a designated picnic area. This will actually generate some revenue for the district, but and also provide a much needed service and an expanded service at the park itself. The idea is to get our biggest bang for our buck. We'll also include the aesthetics of it and how it'll enhance the park and how it is relatively low maintenance and not real conducive to vandalism. And I think it's something that will definitely enhance the current footprint of the park.
Nice. Do we have any questions for the general manager on this one, Richard Forrest?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Mentioning the rental of the new potential space, do we have an idea of what that cost would look like? I mean, I know we already rented the Lions Den at a certain cost, but this new area wouldn't include electricity, from my understanding, or are we going to have an electrical output there?
You know, that's something that I would have to check with the emergency construction if they... We possibly could, mm-hmm. because we do have a line there. It's just a matter of putting that unit in there.
Yeah, there's the capability of that. And of course, DJs love it, so they can plug in their and stuff. And
plus, it'd be a great spot to have it for our movie nights, so we don't have to use generators.
Yeah,
like
I mean, yeah. Because obviously the cost right now of the line sense is already set, and if we build something new, I want it to match what we're already
yeah.
renting. Mm-hmm. You know, and that it's only really fair if we have electricity there, I think.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked, but I love the project idea. I'm excited to have a second area for the park.
Wow, that's a great question, Director Torres.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Yeah. Director Garcia?
No, I just, I really love the idea of having another picnic area there. We really need it. It's closer to the playground, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, because sometimes
kids
they can't see their kids. They're too mm-hmm. far. Yeah. So that would really help. And if we open up something else on that side, there's already a picnic area, because mm-hmm. I know there's talks about possibly opening the tennis courts, the pickleball, or something else, right? We have something in place. Great idea.
Yeah, I like it too. Okay, do I have a motion?
I move we authorize the general manager to enter into a contract with Emergency Construction Services Incorporated in the amount of $34,951 to construct a picnic area at Ambrose Park.
Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director
Wilson.
Director
Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on. At this time, I would like to open this public hearing to consider adopting the general operating budget for fiscal year 2023-2024. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment or questions at this time on this item? And closing it to the public. I think we're just done, right?
We've discussed this already.
Yeah, no changes were made.
So no, nothing necessary, just closing it to the public.
Well, it's a public hearing, and then adopting
the... We have to vote on it.
You have to adopt the budget.
Okay.
I move we adopt the general operating budget for fiscal year 2023-2024.
Do you want a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, directors.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. We have no closed session this evening, so we're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda with the New Jersey Board of Directors. Director Torlakson?
Oh, I'm sorry I missed our meeting last month. I was sick. And I was really, really hoping that we had some sort of a hybrid system where I could call in, but unfortunately we did not. Maybe we might consider that later on.
Yeah.
It's not because of what happened to me, but what I think that the public, you know, I'm always about good communication, and there are times that the public cannot come.
Yeah.
And if we can give them a chance to call in or, you know, be on Zoom, I think that would be helpful. I think some of the other districts and the other agencies are doing that now. They're doing what they call a hybrid. Of course, I wouldn't think that the closed sessions would be open to the public, so that would be closed as usual, but at least the open ones, we should consider making it a hybrid.
You know, the rules before COVID didn't allow for that.
Right.
In other words, if you there was some director that was at a hotel down in Southern California and wanted to come to the meeting, but he would have had to post his hotel room for any member of the public to come. So has that changed?
It has not changed.
I have not seen that because I'm reading a special district, and I don't think it's even possible.
But I know
legally.
That there's yeah. Well,
anyway, this is not the time for discussion.
Yeah, I'm just
yeah.
giving a comment.
Okay.
That
yes.
Maybe you know something that we could consider because
yes.
some. Districts are doing it.
Hmm.
And
well, I remember distinctly that Mr. Mason wanted to do that.
No, but he wanted to go into the closed session.
No, he wanted to attend a meeting. He was going to San Diego for something else, and he wanted to, to be in the meeting. And so we knew that it wasn't allowed, but we also said no to that
yeah.
here. Because it just, to me, it just, you know, we're supposed to be here.
Maybe we should table this and then...
Let's have a discussion later.
Well,
I'm just giving my opinion.
Can you look into whether that's even
yeah.
possible?
Yeah.
General Manager?
I already did, and
yeah.
it's
and
not...
it's not.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think
not
so.
For board members. It's problematic for board members.
Right. All right. But
so...
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there are, so I'm just saying that we could, but I think it's up to the board to decide on it.
I don't think it's at our discretion. It's
just,
a legal issue.
Yeah, I know she's just making comments. Just for clarity, for board members, that's the exception. The hybrids are usually for public
for
involvement.
Public.
Yeah, but not
that's
for board members. For
the public so
yes.
they can call
God.
In.
Yes.
Yeah, they can call in, they can
yes.
participate.
No, because you were talking
yeah.
about you being absent.
Yeah. No,
again,
yeah, I'm just
so
saying
that
for me,
that.
Yeah.
It's not because I was absent, but I was just thinking.
Yeah.
For the public, they should have a chance to be able to communicate to us if they're not able to come.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's clarify that.
Perfect.
And then I shared this with Doug already and with Lori and with Jess that I was made aware that Jasmine has taken a full-time job, and of course that kind of might be impacting our community center, community garden. So I just wanted to share that with you. I've shared it with our general manager, and he's looking at some ways. And of course, they will communicate with Jasmine first. But I wanted to give you a heads up that I'm not the only one who knows about it. And so you know about it. We did have our event there. And I don't know if you've talked about it already, Director Garcia. And I wasn't there either because I still had COVID at that time. And but before the event, we thought that there would be some help with clearing the weeds and all that, but we didn't. So the garden club put in our own expense paid for cleaning the weeds there. And it was okay because that was our offering, and you know, we're helping out with the community garden, but there is no way that the garden club will be able to do that at a regular basis. So the district has to find out what can happen if, let's say, there's no one taking care of the community garden. It will be an eyesore, like it was during the winter time. And so it's also for our public image that we have to take care of it. So anyway, General Manager's taking care of that for now, but I wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
So we had a good event, sort of, even if it rained. And we had a couple more plant sales there with Director
right.
Garcia leading it. But as far as we're concerned, we would really want to help out, but we just don't have the ways to do it. That's it. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Director Torres.
Thank
sure.
you, Madam Chair. I just want to give a shout out to Doug and to Lori for meeting with me to go do a little tour of Ambrose Park recently. We got a chance to go out there and look around the grounds, and she was really excited before the pool opened because we got to see the fresh grass and you know, the fresh cement there and the sidewalks and stuff. And I just really want to give you guys props for that, because obviously that's such a big important part for the community, and in our conversations it felt like we were all on the same page of actually, you know, finding ways to improve the park. And I love that we as a board are able to have those conversations and make those decisions, and this picnic area is part of that, and I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I just want to give you guys props for that. Thank you for taking time to meet with me, and really appreciated it. So thank you.
Cool.
Director Garcia?
No, nothing.
Okay. I don't have anything to report either. I'm busy this month. So do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting until July?
I move.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Adjourn this meeting to July.
I'll second.
I second.
Okay.
And I third.
Thank you, Director Torres. Thank you, Director Garcia. Thank you, Director.